hottest nigga under the sun. And thank you for turning on, tuning in, and dropping out into the show. Here's a quick show. I'm gonna try to make it quick. So news came out from the FBI that Bubba Wallace, the only African-American NASCAR driver, the only nigga that drives in a sport that just finally decided to get rid of their Confederate fucking flags. Treasonous flags. Treasonous. 50 stars, red, white, and blue. That's the flag. Every time I see somebody with a Confederate flag, I think you are a treason. But anyway, a sport that has a lot of treasonous fans. They celebrated Bubba. But he reported that there was a noose found in his area. And everybody was trying to investigate. Where did the noose come from? Did this noose come because Bubba Wallace spoke out about racism in NASCAR. Just a few months ago, there was a NASCAR racer that had some video game simulation, and he said nigger. And it seems like everybody's all right with it. Now, the report came out from the FBI that this blue knot whatever has been there for months, been there since October, blase, blah. Hey, racist white people, here's a clap for you. You got out of this one. Your sport's still racist. You've been hanging black people with nooses for 400 years. Oh, finally, there was one that proven that wasn't one. Congratulations. And they on Twitter are just sending Jemele Hill, the former ESPN correspondent who called Trump what he is, a white supremacist, called him out and got blackballed from ESPN because ESPN decided to follow the conservative because they were being accused of being liberal. So they said, fuck the liberals. We're just going to go completely conservative. So they decided to, you know what? Let's just ice out liberals. Whatever. I'm progressive anyway. I don't even really watch ESPN unless they broadcast games. And oh shit, there's not that many games on. So I don't really watch the fucking channel. But they are raking Jemele Hill through the coals right now. Enjoy your victory. Bubba Wallace was wrong. Was no noose. All right. Finally, y'all didn't have a noose. I saw this one picture today on Twitter where they had this picture where it was just a bunch of Klansmen hung. Not niggas. A picture of a bunch of Klansmen hung. And it was daunting. It was what a sight. Something I've never seen before. Klansmen hunted. Klansmen lynched. What a sight that was. Oh, I bet you Confederate flag wearing motherfuckers don't like that. Klansmen hung. Oh, shit. JB the Mad, sounding like you're losing your mind. I'm just telling you, the picture was amazing. Because there's countless of pictures of the Klan and racist white folks hanging and stabbing and burning niggas. Now, this really sucks because this was Bubba Wallace's moment. NASCAR, for one moment, decided to wrap themselves around the real American flag and wrap themselves around Black Lives Matter to the only African-American racer for one moment, because you know this shit's fake. Because I tweeted last week, I was like, where the fuck? I tweeted at NASCAR. Where the fuck is NASCAR doing all this? 1 week later, here's NASCAR. I'm just saying, what a coincidence. Oh, Sun King, he tooted his horn. It's all right. They're here now. I believe this is just a moment. I don't believe this is going to last. I believe NASCAR is racist and this is all fake. And I know Bubba Wallace is looking like Jesse Smollett. Can't even pronounce that nigga's name. The nigga from Empire with the MAGA hat. The MAGA hat's wearing, they ended up being two. Some niggas from somewhere in Africa. He made that whole shit up. I know you're comparing him to Bubba Wallace right now. Okay, we get the jokes. But just a couple weeks ago, another cop killed a black man at a Wendy's. All you cops did was just change the Klan uniform to a police uniform. So guess what? One noose was fake. There has been many years of history where they weren't fake. So laugh it up. Enjoy your victory. It's okay. It's still a shame that we don't have anti-lynching laws. But we'll know sooner or later that one of you racist white folks is going to lynch another nigga. So don't worry. Enjoy your victory, but it won't last because America is racist. Now, I want to transition to Draymond Green talking about LeBron James should be president. LeBron James, the GOAT. He was on that show, that debate show, talking about how LeBron James is pretty much the best athlete he would ever went against, that LeBron James is the best player in the world. He is the most complete basketball player in the world. Okay, you want to be lazy and count 6 rings. Look, 3 rings. He's the one that changed free agency in basketball forever going to Miami and won two titles. Then he brought a title back to Cleveland, ended a 52-year curse with a parade that he looked like Maximus from Gladiator. The only difference is that he actually conquered. No wonder why Michael Jordan dropped The Last Dance. You know why. Because LeBron James is the GOAT. And Draymond Green, who has played this dude four times in the finals. And remember that last time they played, 2018, when LeBron jumped 51 unstoppable? LeBron James has always been completely unstoppable going against the Warriors. Always been. They never could stop him. And LeBron James, and Draymond Green is recognizing that this is the greatest basketball player of all time. And he should run for president. He's never cheated on his wife. He doesn't have no scandal. He doesn't have anything that comes out where, like, Donald Trump grabbed him by the pussy. How many allegations of sexual assault? Locking up immigrant children in cages. Still not paying people for the stimulus package. The Muslim ban. The racist things he said about black people. Over 100,000 people dead from the coronavirus because of his incompetence. Constantly firing people from an administration. We have a TV host as a president, and he is the worst president of all time. If we can do that, why can't we have LeBron? Someone who's built schools, charity. I know he endorsed Hillary Clinton. She won the popular vote. She just needed, well, she needed a lot more. But LeBron James has spoken out, spoken about with the Black Lives Matter movement. He had the hoodie with the Trayvon back in 2012. Nigga never gets in trouble. No cheating scandal. No drug scandal. He's been a child star. Trump has been a racist since the Central Park Five. Come on, folks. Don't laugh this off. Don't laugh this off. The motherfucker from Apprentice is ruining the country. If we can have that, why can't we have LeBron James be the president? I vote LeBron. The GOAT to be the next, to be not this. Can he go? Because there's somebody in the Green Party who's going. I didn't catch that person's name. Man, Bernie should have went for the Green Party. We were talking about Bernie going for the Green Party. You know I'm progressive. Hey, you Republicans. Yeah, I'm progressive. Deal with it. And I do like the Green Party. But man, LeBron James for president. Just like I would vote for Pedro, I would vote for LeBron. And finally, something that has been gnawing at me. I'm an aspiring podcaster. I tend to talk about sports. I talk about other issues. You know, I try to talk about issues, you know, how I deal with being bipolar. You know, by now, if you don't know, that I am in the LGBTQIAPQ community. What's PQ? Pansexual. That means you love anybody no matter what the gender is. And the key is for kink. I do it like a little sadism. It's all right. Don't get nervous. Enjoy being uncomfortable. And many things. But I do love podcasting about sports. As you can tell, this has been a sports podcast. But instead of talking about athletes, I actually want to talk about a very famous sports pundit. Someone that you have raised above everybody else and claimed him king. And I'm looking at this guy like I'm watching the fucking Black Panther, even though I rooted for Killmonger. Rest in peace, Killmonger. I'm looking at Bill Simmons, and I'm pointing at him and saying, is this your king? I was just saying that a couple days ago against Howard Stern with that racist segment that he had in blackface with old George Jefferson, him selling out, when Ted Danson, who he was making fun of, because Ted Danson is a racist, and was doing that with Whoopi Goldberg. So I really find it kind of weird that Whoopi Goldberg trying to talk race when she was dating Ted Danson, dressing up in blackface, making nigger jokes. Now she wants to talk about the people. Please stop it, Whoopi. Get the fuck out of here. But you got Bill Simmons a couple weeks ago when the Black Lives Matter and the George Floyd protest. Oh, I protested. I was out there. Tear gas and all, but I didn't loot. Don't get it twisted. I don't need to steal. I was too busy peacefully protesting them cops in San Antonio. Battle at the Alamo. Protesting our rights, because it's not right for cops to kill black people. And the cops were the ones who started the aggression against the people. It wasn't the people. It's the cops. It's the alt-right. But I am digressing. So with Bill Simmons, a couple weeks ago with that protest, him and Ryan Russillo, two white guys talking about black issues, pretty much as if they're shooting the shit. You got Ryan Russillo talking about the looters. Excuse me, I wasn't a looter. You highly offended me when I listened to it. I'm like, I'm not a fucking looter, dude. We weren't just looting. There was some bad actors, of course, but that wasn't the whole point. Stop it. Shut the fuck up. And these two white guys is casually trying to talk about black issues, white privileged men. Just loosely shooting this shit. And then Ryan Russillo goes on and talks about, oh man, you always hire diversity. You're a very diverse guy. I'm not even kissing your ass. Blatantly kissing this man's ass. I'm not kissing Bill Simmons' ass or no man's, but he was some sucker shit and he was lying. So how am I supposed to listen to Ryan Russillo when he blatantly lies? When the next day, I remember looking on Twitter and the Ringer, which is Bill Simmons' fucking platform, whatever, the Ringer union had to come out and say, there is no diversity. The Ringer doesn't hire black people. How many black people do you hear on the Ringer pod? They have 30 fucking podcasts. How many podcasts do you hear black people? The only way you get a black person on a Ringer podcast is if they already an established celebrity. He doesn't hire blacks. The Ringer isn't for blacks. The Ringer podcast isn't for blacks. And he was called out for it. And then he did an interview with New York Times and all he did was just double down. Double down. Talking about it's not open mic night. Oh, so when it comes down to black people getting on your fucking podcast or your fucking Ringer, whatever, that is not the only thing black about the Ringer are actual male athletes. Everything else is just made for white people by white people. The Ringer is not for the urban, it's not for the LGBT. The Ringer doesn't care about gays, the Ringer doesn't care about minorities. It is strictly for middle class or highfalutin white people. And so this dude on the New York Times doubles down and saying that it's not open mic night. So what does that mean? If you put somebody gay on the mic or somebody black on the mic, it's open night. It's open mic night. But when you put some white person on there, oh, well, that's when it becomes prestigious. That's when people will listen. That's when it's educated. Shut up. Shut up. I've listened to the Bill Simmons podcast for years, man. But I got to remember, this dude comes from Boston. And I, come on, son, King, you're a Laker fan. Yeah, I'm a Laker fan. But I try to bypass that because I like Bill Simmons. But after the Black Lives Matters and after the coronavirus, he's shown his true colors. He's white. He hires white people. He's around white people. He has a podcast for his daughter. He has a podcast for his son. He has his friends that come on his podcast just to talk about fucking food that have no credentials to really be a food critic. But you can't hire some educated black person from an HBCU or any university that has a degree in communications or actually knows about topics. Maybe somebody who could have talked during that day when you was shooting this shit with fucking Ryan Russillo about black issues. Then you have the audacity to double down? Boston dudes. Boston. You're like, son, King, he would never hire you. I don't give a fuck. What do you mean he wouldn't hire me? Of course not. I'm black. Pansexual. Who dates trans women. I'm a weed smoker. Countercultured. I don't give a fuck about authority. Make my own rules. Do what I want to do. And can articulate. Now, when you say that, you can't actually fuck the word up. I articulate myself well. Oh, man. But you keep on rolling. Keep rolling with the punches. I will never go back to listen to the Bill Simmons podcast. That's that liberal undertone racism. Be woke to that. Be woke to the fact that NASCAR is just having this one little singular moment, but NASCAR is a racist fucking sport. And Bubba Wallace, you did not help the cause. But you know what? Maybe that's just black fear. That what you see as just a knot, we have been seen for generations as a noose to hang us, to kill us. Maybe he's scared. What threatening things have NASCAR even said to Bubba Wallace that he hasn't even spoken about? Maybe he is scared. I think NASCAR just needs to be investigated internally anyway. And the FBI determines it. The FBI was following Malcolm X. The FBI allowed Malcolm X to get killed. Who knows if they had something to do with Kennedy? Who knows if they had something to do with Martin Luther King? The FBI, Hoover? Look, I date trans women. Hoover was a motherfucker. And he puts the cross-dressing community to shame because he was such a bastard. Fuck Hoover and the FBI. Maybe Bubba Wallace has been terrorized. Fuck that. And let me tell you something. You want to hire, you can get the Donald to be president? Don't you laugh at the fact of LeBron James, who was 10 times, 20 times, 30 times the man that Donald Trump is. LeBron made his wealth. LeBron built schools. Only thing Donald Trump done has lost his father's money. We don't know his tax statements. He still haven't given stimulus checks. More stimulus checks. Just one. Okay, we got to keep paying rent. Oh, my bad. I speak for the working class. You got to excuse the Sun King. Because you know after this, Pa, you know I'm about to fucking blaze me one. I speak for the working class. The people. What's going on with the stimulus checks? This asshole's a white supremacist clown. So if you can have this racist motherfucker in the office, you damn sure can have my nigga LeBron. And the ringer is for whites. And he doubled down. I'm sorry. I'm not saying Bill Simmons is a racist, but whatever the ringer is about, it ain't for blacks. Be empowered, Sun King. Avery Bradley has decided to not play in this NBA season because his son has respiratory issues, which I really don't blame him. I mean, COVID cases has spiked. Now, I'm a Laker fan. I want every single Laker player to show up in this Orlando bubble. And since we don't have that much shooting and he's one of our best shooters, you know, it kind of sucks that he's out. But his son is more important. COVID is spiking up. We're about to have a second wave. I understand him not wanting to play, and I'm a Laker fan. I believe he's doing the right thing. Maybe, just maybe, Kyrie, who's the wrong messenger, was right. Maybe we should just cancel this whole season.